T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. And Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe.
I'm still on you. I'm still on you.
Sometimes you black out on the field. In a good way. I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me a double bird. I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
I still love you! I still love you!
I love it. That's A-Rod. I love it, and what can you say? He's right.
I still love you! I still love you!
All I can say is a lot of stuff gets said on the field that nobody ever hears. And it's one of those moments of competition where things get said, and it's a competitive game, and I think that's just one of those moments where you see the competitor in Aaron come
on. I still love you! I still love you!
I enjoy this rivalry so much, and I've been so thankful to be a part of it. I don't think this is my last one, but I have enjoyed every single one of them.
I still love you! I still love you! I still love you!
Packers 24! Chicago 14. Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer, and we are inside the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. It is a green and gold Monday, and the rivalry has been renewed. It's a rivalry. It's Packers-Bears. Of course it's a rivalry. But for the last, God, 5-6 years. Bears have won some games in there, but it does feel like every time this game's coming up and it's Bears week, we kind of go through the motions on the rivalry. Yeah, we're rivals. Long history. Best moments. Worst moments. You don't hate them like you used to. Rivalries aren't the same. Rodgers ignited that spark again on Sunday, and there's some poor woman in the Chicagoland area that has to atone for her sins of not giving Rodgers just one middle finger, but two, when he scored that rushing touchdown to essentially seal the game. Again, 24-14. It wasn't a blowout by any means, but it wasn't, I don't know if it was that close. It was weird. At one point at halftime, they were up 3, and it felt like it. At one point, they were up 7 or 10, and it felt like they were up 40. Then the Bears scored, and it felt like I don't know. It's just a weird, wacky game yesterday between the Packers and the Chicago Bears. But at the center of it, again, is Aaron Rodgers, who said he doesn't think it's his last one. And he said that he'll never play for the Bears. So Rodgers thinks he is going to 414-799-1250. Rodgers thinks he is going to play in this rivalry again as a Green Bay Packer at Soldier Field, not just at Lambeau Field, Soldier Field. He loves playing at Soldier Field. He loves the history. He's like the only one that thinks there's a great history to it. Soldier Field's an old stadium, but it's kind of like it's missing something. You know, you think old stadiums, you think Lambeau Field, you think like Fenway Park. They all got Wrigley. they all got that charm. They've got something to it. Madison Square Garden even is an arena. Soldier Field is just kind of like, it's kind of like there, you know, right on the lake. And that's why the Bears and Bears fans apparently want a new stadium in Arlington Park outside of the city. Soldier Field just isn't the monument of football that you would think it is. But Rodgers loves to play there, and he loves to play there against Chicago Bears fans. And he was able to do that yesterday, and he was able to get the win. Did not need to throw for much. 195 yards passing, two touchdowns, 17 to 23. He ran the ball more than a couple of times. He had a 16-yard scamper right away. And then, you know, some kneel downs with that touchdown there. 7 of 19 on the ground for Aaron Rodgers with the score. And he, again, he sparked that rivalry. He made it again something. And maybe this is the problem with talking about this rivalry between the Packers and the Bears as Green Bay wins their fifth straight now after dropping game one to the Saints. They have just gone on a tear. Now, are they blowing teams out? No, but they're winning games, and I think they're winning games in a, you know, comfortable fashion outside of the Bengals and I guess outside of the Niners. They're winning games is what's important. They're winning games. They've won 5 in a row now. And from this side of the border, when we talk about this rivalry, I mean, I grew up, again, late 80s, early 90s, this rivalry was everything. Because we were the ones getting pounded most of the time. And then Favre comes along and it kind of turns the tables a little bit. So imagine if you're a Chicago Bears fan, right? You've dominated the Packers for the last 20, 25 years. You have a Super Bowl in there. And then this Brett Favre kid comes along and he starts having some of his greatest moments against you, both home and away. And it's frustrating. Your team seems to be in this tailspin or this rinse repeat cycle where you can't really break through. You make a Super Bowl eventually, you lose. Rex Grossman's your quarterback, but the Packers dominate you and they start to, what was a very lopsided rivalry, the Packers start to win more games. 15 years of Favre is miserable if you're a Bears fan. You hate Favre. You've had the upper hand on the Packers your whole life. And this Brett Favre has changed that. Well, finally, he's getting old, and it looks like he's going to retire, and he's, like, retiring, and then he wants to come back, and it's so funny, and then he plays for the Vikings, and it's so funny if you're a Bears fan. But then the replacement is Aaron Rodgers, who is even better. And Aaron Rodgers continues to dominate. And that long 100-year series that you've had on this team, Bears fans have always cherished the fact that at least they've had the season series record over the Packers. Even when Packers would win a few in a row, they'd say, well, all time, we're 100 and whatever over. Well, the Packers, I think if I have the record at the top of my head, it's 103 and 94 now. The Packers in the last, you know, 10 years, they're like 13-4 or 14-4 against Chicago. Rodgers essentially needs to break his collarbone for the Bears to win this game. Bears can even go up 20-0 and injure Rodgers to start the regular season. But the Packers will still find a way to come back. Bears can even have the Packers by the ropes at the season-ending game, week 17. Rodgers will still find a way to come back on fourth down. Bears can even get the NFC Championship game at home against the Packers. Packers will still find a way to win. So from that perspective, if you're a Bears fan, this dominance that the Packers have had over you seems like it's just been forever. It's really been a lifetime. I mean, most of my lifetime, the Bears, when I think of the Bears as a rival, I'm a 9-year-old kid in my parents' minivan going to get donuts after church, racing home to watch the noon games. And being told, like, oh, son, this is a big one. And ever since then, it's just been like high school and college and adult life. And now my own son. I mean, it's just a dominant, it's the Pack. I don't want to worry about the Bears. Yeah, Bears beat the Packers sometimes. It's going to happen. But do I worry about them? No. And I think coming into this game, it looked like, if you're the most optimistic of Bears fans, that this would be the changing of the guard. This could be the moment where Rodgers seemingly has one foot out the door. Justin Fields is the quarterback now. Soldier Fields, the NFC North goes through Soldier Fields. And I think Justin Fields is good. And I think he's just going to continue to improve. I saw a lot of slander against Fields yesterday. I don't know. I think he's going to be pretty good. If Jordan Love was what Justin Fields is right now, we'd be much more comfortable, ready to move on. But it's not that time yet. Maybe Justin Fields does run the North, okay? Maybe Rodgers moves on and Love's no good and we struggle and then it goes 30 years for the Bears. But the thing with the Bears is they've been here before where they thought that the tides were going to turn and they just haven't. I saw a great tweet. I think it was Jay Zilla on Twitter. Something to the effect of, even if the Bears end our dominance over them and the Bears then go on a 30-year run, the guy's like, I'll be dead. I won't have to live through all the misery. I hope that if the Bears go on a 30-year run, I can live through all that misery. But maybe, you know, maybe some of you, you know, 30 years from now, you won't be watching Packers-Bears football. Your ashes may be dispersed over where they play instead, to get morbid with you. But that dominance continues, the Packers over Chicago. And I do think, again, Rodgers in his post-game press conference said, you know, I was running into the end zone. I blacked out a little bit in a good way. I do remember a lady gave me two double birds, the middle fingers. And that prompted him to say, I've been effing owning you my whole life. I still own you. I still own you. It's one thing as a Bears fan to get shredded by Favre for 15 years and know that he owns you. It's another thing to then get shredded by the next guy and know that he owns you too. It's another thing to have everybody talk about it and say, oh, the Packers have dominated the Bears. It's one thing for me to start my show and talk about it for 10 minutes, the Packers' dominance over the Bears. It's one thing for you as a Bears fan to say it out loud, to say, I'm a Bears fan and Aaron Rodgers owns me. These are all part of the process. But when the guy himself, Aaron Rodgers, when he's the one that's saying it, that hurts a little bit more, I think, if you're a Bears fan. That sticks in you. That is going to be hard to overcome. There's Bears fans that won't, that, you know, you can't, all these games start to blend together. You can't distinguish one game from the next. They're all remembering this game. They're all remembering when Rodgers came in 2021 in October on a Sunday at Soldier Field and said, I've been effing owning you my whole life. I own you. I still own you. I don't know that any quarterback has ever done that. Is Peyton Manning with the Colts doing that to the Texans? No. You know, did Brady ever do that to the Jets? No, Rodgers says, I own you. I still own you. It was just, you know, as a Packer fan, you're going to remember that one for a long time. But as a Bears fan, that's hard to get over. Bears fans could win. Bears fans could watch the Bears win the next 50 games in this series. Next 25 years, Packers, Bears, maybe they have that dominance again. They will always remember this. This will always eat at them and stick at them and kill them deep inside. Many Bears fans, part of their fandom died yesterday. They didn't want it to. They can't control it. It's just they got embarrassed. And as a Packer fan, well, that's pretty funny. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Toby. 414-799-1250. The Packers 24, Chicago 14. More coming up right after this.
You're going to have to ask Aaron about that. I don't have much to say about that other than I know how hard it is to come into this stadium and have success, especially with how loud that crowd is. You hear that siren going off all game. That drives me nuts. So, no, it's a really tough football team against in just a tough environment.
Matt LaFleur asked, why do you think Aaron Rodgers likes the rivalry so much? Well, why do you think? He dominates it. I mean, wouldn't you like that too? You get to a place and you're like, hey, by the way, when we play this team, we really need to beat them. Oh, okay. I'll just own them for 20 years. Is that good enough? Hey, it's pretty fun, by the way. Hey, that lady's giving me two middle fingers. Ah, I'm going to say that I own them. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Of course, you'll have some Bears fans take it to the extreme today. You know, you'll have some Bears fans. You'll see one column somewhere about how Aaron Rodgers can't be doing this on TV. What about the children? You'll see. Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't really own us. Isn't it us who owns them? If he thinks that he needs to own a fan base, really aren't we the ones in his head? I mean, this is 2021, the age of the internet. You're going to see every dumb take possible. Speaking of dumb takes, I want to give a congratulations to our Gary Ellerson, who has achieved quite the milestone. And I've been a victim of this, too. I once said that Davante Adams should be traded back in 2016, I believe. But Gary Ellerson was featured on Freezing Cold Takes this weekend on Twitter for a tweet that the fan had back in 2018. Between Giannis and Ben Simmons, who you got? Gary Ellerson says Simmons. That, of course, did not work out that way. Bucks have the Nets tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're talking a lot of Bucks. Our buddy Eric Name's going to be here. We're going to hear from John Horst. We're going to go through our NBA predictions. I think we'll just do our Eastern top eight because I don't think anybody, I mean, I don't know if anybody around here can distinguish between the Nuggets and the Jazz. And I mean, we don't really care about the West, right? And we'll just do the East. We'll do the East tomorrow, and we'll do our finals predictions and stuff. I'll have you know right now, I'm taking the Bucks to repeat.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. I think it's happening.
Yeah, and with Kyrie's uncertainty, I mean, I still like that Nets team, but, I mean, that takes a dynamic out.
Giannis had a three-month offseason, and he worked on everything, and he fixed it all.
Well, and we've already seen that unless that Nets team is at full strength, the Bucks can beat them.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll do all that tomorrow. We're also previewing the football team matchup this weekend. Toby, quick condolences. You had the Chiefs on the ropes there for a while.
Yeah, and then in the second half, they couldn't stop anybody. They couldn't move the ball. If you didn't know any better, you'd think the Chiefs had a good defense. Washington now has, coming into week 7 against Green Bay, they have the 32nd scoring defense in the NFL.
All right.
So Aaron Rodgers probably going to score some touchdowns to Devontae. If MVS is back, should be a high-scoring affair for the Packers.
Patrick Mahomes had one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen in that game.
Awful.
He was falling down and then, like, sent the football into the air like a rocket. Engine.
Something's wrong with him right now, with him throwing interceptions and stuff.
Yeah, his brother's ruining everything.
Oh, my. Don't even get me started on that.
All right, we'll save that one for the after-hours show. 414-799-1250. Bill is in Iron River. Bill, what's up?
Hey, I'm just tickled the Packers beat the Bears again.
How about it?
Yes. As far as what Rodgers did at the end of the game, I hearken, what you say is true. The Bears fans will probably remember this for decades because the Bears did something in the mid-80s that I still remember. And I kind of finally feel like the Packers finally got even with them for it because the Bears were just trouncing the Packers. They had the ball inside the 10, and they had one of their defensive tackles, William Perry, run right over George Cumbie to score the touchdown. Here they've got Walter Payton on the squad. Instead of letting him get another touchdown, Ditka's intention was not just to beat the Packers, but to humiliate them. So I've got no problems with what Rodgers did. In fact, I give the man kudos for it because I finally feel like the Packers finally got even with them for that unsportsmanlike coaching.
Yeah, and in 40 years, there's going to be somebody that's a Bears fan. In 40 years, a Bears fan will have a nice moment, and they'll call in like you did just now and say,
Oh, sure.
This gets us back here for 40 years ago, and Rodgers says he still owns us. I mean, this was a kill shot to Bears fans. This was brutal.
I lived down there for 20 years. I know. And my attitude was, I hope once the Bears are down that the Packers put their foot on the Bears' throats and never let them up. That's the way I left the Chicago area feeling about them. So I definitely never felt that the rivalry was gone. It just went dormant a little bit. But I think Rodgers kind of may have reawakened a little bit.
I think so, too. Bill, thanks, buddy. Glad you're finally vindicated.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Bill and Iron River has been waiting 40 years for a moment like this, and he finally gets one. When we talk Bears-Packers rivalry, when it's the 200th installment, this will be one of the first five things that are mentioned in 200 years. I own you. I still own you. That is devastating. That is crushing because it's true. I saw another person say this must be what it's like for Packers fans when Randy Moss mooned us. Yeah, Packers lost a postseason game to the Vikings in Lambeau. That Lambeau mystique was killed by Michael Vick and the Falcons back in, I believe, 01. And then the Vikings just made sure it was dead with Randy Moss mooning. And he only did that because there were fans mooning him. So fans, yeah, it's great that you're back, but you motivate these people. You motivate these people to give you the I own you treatment. I've been owning you my whole effing life. And you know, with Rodgers, it's like, I do love the guy, but also sometimes I don't. I was on 670 The Score over the weekend. They are a sister station of ours, of course, and they asked me about Aaron Rodgers.
An Odyssey station.
Yeah, right there on the Odyssey app in Chicago. They asked me about Rodgers, and I said, I love the guy. I have moments where I watch and I'm just like, oh, I'm so glad he's our quarterback. But then he opens his mouth and starts talking about stuff, and I'm like, shut up. Stop flirting with Pittsburgh. Okay, we get it. You were wrong. Just come on. But he is hard to... If you are a Packer fan and you're like, no, Rodgers, you try to dislike him, you can't. He brings you back in every damn time. Mike the Painter, what's happening, Mike?
Good morning there, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
This is a happy green and gold Monday. What I don't get, I seen Mike Wickett tweet yesterday. It's like, he said something about it doesn't look like Rodgers is engaged, and he's. Did you see that tweet from him?
No.
Yeah, it was like he said that in something that Rodgers wasn't like committed to the game, and he looked like he was disconnected. And I tweeted out, it looked like he was having a great time. He was sitting there cheering on the defense. He is pumping everybody up. It was like a Rodgers that I haven't seen in a while. It was just like a different guy out there. He was a man on a mission.
Okay, I found the Mike Wickett tweet. My good buddy, Mike Wickett, formerly of this program, says, Rodgers clearly has lost the passion for the game. Doesn't look like he wants to be there. He's moved on. Mentally, he's checked out. Mike, the painter, let me educate. This is what we call sarcasm.
All right. That's what I was saying. I was wondering if it was.
Yeah, because he tweeted that right after the touchdown.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't get one yet. I didn't see when he tweeted it. So I was wondering. That's why I was asking you because, you guys are good buddies.
Yeah, sarcasm.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense.
If you listen to this show, you got sarcasm should be like the easiest thing to pick up.
Yeah, really. But yeah, no, I just I looked at it later and during the game. So.
Oh, I see you responded to him.
Well, yeah. I was wondering. I was like,
you said, oh, clearly you must be kidding, because I sure see him on the sideline cheering the defense on and Kenny Clark on that second sack of his.
That was awesome. That guy is just the man on a mission himself.
Yeah, Clark was good yesterday. Very good.
Yeah, that our defense is really starting to step it up. Even with those guys, you know, being banged up in the secondary, I was pretty pleased. Even though, you know, Chicago doesn't have world beaters at the wide receiver position, but it was still a really good game from our defense and offense. It was a really fun Bears-Packers rivalry game. And I really look forward to seeing many more of those with Aaron Rodgers behind center.
Yeah, he says he doesn't think it's his last one, so we'll see.
Well, we know it's not going to be his last one. This year we still got one more.
Well, right, but in Soldier Field.
Yeah, that's what's awesome about it.
All right, buddy.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being part of the program.
I'm always
lay off my buddy Wicket, okay?
I will.
Okay.
Have a good day, Toby.
See you, Mike.
Bye now, guys.
Mike the Painter, 414-799-1250. Yes, Wicket's tweet seemed to be sarcastic. Although with Wicket, you really never know. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt there. Ron is in Rome. What's up, Ron?
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, I loved it because I can never figure out who Aaron is, and I'm not sure if I like him or not. And, like, all week he's talking about how great the Bears are, and he enjoys it because he likes the rivalry because the fans are so into it at the field and everything. And I think it's all this, like, phony scripted stuff that Aaron says all the time that he thinks people want to hear, and he's, like, this carefully crafted image he's doing. And yesterday you saw Aaron's a competitor, and it came out. And I was, and you know, 20 years ago, nobody would have thought anything about it. But now everybody has cell phones, and it becomes a whole big deal and everything. I was listening to The Score, and they have some of the fans are like, "Hey, if we don't like it, let's beat the Packers." And some of the people are like, "Oh my God, he needs to be, you know, what was the NFL going to do to him and everything?" So I hope.
Yeah, there's going to be. I know that there's going to be some extreme reaction from these Bears fans, and that's. They don't really think the NFL should do anything. They just don't know how to deal with the fact that they've been owned for the last 30 years.
Right, so I just thought it was great. Now I'm always going to love Aaron after that.
No matter what?
I'll still love him.
What if he plays for the Bears against us and says, "I never liked you loser scrubs"?
Well, the thing I don't like about Aaron, but I'm not sure. Like, I wish he would just come out and say it like he did yesterday, is are you doing running plays when the coach calls it, or are you throwing the ball to Devontae into triple coverage? And that's, you know, maybe why LaFleur went for the field goal, because he was like, "I called two running plays and you threw incompletions instead." So I still, Aaron's a mystery. I never know where he's coming from. And yesterday was a glimpse into the man, and I love it.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, bye.
Right on cue, Joe.
John in Jersey. John, I'm excited to talk to you today. We have kind of kept each other in check of making sure that we don't, you know. Ron said a good point. Like, I don't know if I like Rodgers or not. Right now, John, I like Rodgers.
I love him, Bart. Good morning. I love him. And let me tell you this. I was with my sons yesterday. And we're probably going to come up to the Seattle game on November 13th, fly out of Jersey on Friday, get there Friday afternoon, whatever.
Nice.
$1,000. It's going to cost you $3,000, but I don't know. We're debating. It looks like more than not we're going. But look, we were talking yesterday. We got to resign this guy. We got to restructure his contract to where he stays, because he's just, I mean, again, he didn't blow anybody away yesterday. But just his presence, come on. He's just, we don't know what we have. It's like when you have a girlfriend and you mistreat her, and then she leaves you, and you don't know what you had until she's gone. So, and the other thing concerns me, those injuries, man. I don't know. What are we going to do here?
Well, we'll talk about that. Yeah, the defense is pretty decimated. Yeah, I don't want to see Rodgers play anywhere else.
Me neither, man.
I don't want to see that. I don't want, like, we did that with Favre. And right. even Brady went somewhere else. And then to have these guys play somewhere else and then come back, because Favre came back to Lambeau and beat us. That was terrible.
Right. It was terrible.
And for Patriots fans, even if Brady wins you six Super Bowls, when he comes back and beats you, it's like, ugh. I mean, that sucks. So, yeah, I don't want him to play anywhere else.
I mean, you could have your days when you get on him a little bit, because I'm like that too. But, you know, who are we kidding, man? He's got to stay. They got to do something.
Hey, aren't you the meanest to the ones you love the most?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
That's just what we're doing, John. We're just, you know, we just love him. You and I love him so much.
I know.
That we just want what's best for him and for the Packers.
All right, have a good day. I'll talk to you, all right?
All right, John. Thanks, buddy. John in Jersey. Let's get down to Dallas. Talk to Timmy. Timmy!
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Timmy.
Happy Victory Monday.
It is another one. 5 in a row.
All right. I have a few options.
Well, there was a Victory Tuesday. They beat Detroit.
Yeah. I have a few observations from the game.
Hit me.
That starting cornerback, Ike, I can't pronounce his last name.
Oh, Isaac Yiadom.
Yeah. He was beaten twice on that.
He's not very good. Keep in mind, we traded Josh Jackson for him, so it's not like we were getting Darrell Revis.
Exactly. And, you know, he gave up that big PI, and I noticed the next series, he was benched for Douglas. And Douglas played, you know, adequate.
So Rasul Douglas was second on the team in tackles yesterday.
Wow. Well, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah, nice.
People forget. And,
I noticed special teams coverage is still a problem.
Special teams, they cannot cover a kick return to save their life.
Correct. And every week I listen to their special teams coordinator, and he always says, we'll fix it, we'll fix it, we'll fix it. And it's not getting fixed. So maybe it's time to take a look at someone else's special teams coordinator.
Well, I don't see a change midseason. I'm going to talk to Ryan Wood at 8:15 today, and I'm going to say – from PackersNews.com. I'm going to say, wouldn't it be smarter if Crosby just kicked the ball out of bounds on kickoffs? Because you know they're getting to the 40 anyway, so you might as well just keep him there instead of have him get more yards.
Yeah, exactly. And then the, you know, it was good to see Myers and Elvin Jenkins back, but that didn't last long. And then Savage had the concussion. He's out. And I don't know what happened to Preston Smith. That's a mystery. Anyway, with so many key injuries, this team's treading water. Let's see.
But they're winning, Timmy.
Oh, I know. But, you know, you're not going to. Yeah, like I said, as long as they can tread water, I think they can beat Washington. But then they have the Cardinals on Thursday night, and I don't see them winning that one. But anyway, I noticed they were wearing their home green jerseys, and the Bears chose to wear the white.
Yeah, that was very different and unique, Timmy. Thanks for the call. They wore the green jerseys. I think it's the first time the year 57, 56. It hasn't been since the 1950s where the Green Bay Packers have gone to Chicago as the road team and wore their greens because the Bears were wearing their throwbacks. They wanted to wear their throwbacks, and for whatever reason, their throwbacks are white, and they wore the – yeah, it was weird to see the Packers in the green at Soldier Field. It definitely was. The Packers, they've already – no offense to Toby, they've already beaten Washington. That game is over, and the Packers have won.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can just move on to the next week.
Okay.
Which is the Thursday night game against Arizona.
Yeah, and the Packers are going to go into that game 6-1, and they're going to take on the 7-0 Cardinals because the Cardinals play the Houston Texans, and it's in Arizona. So the Cardinals are going to win that game going away. So you're going to have a massive showdown on that Thursday night. The 6-1 Packers, the 7-0 Cardinals. That Thursday night game is sandwiched in between two. It's an off day of the World Series. I'm still just, because it's still so fresh, I'm not over the Brewers thing yet. I'm watching these baseball games, and last night I'm thinking, well, this game would have been at Miller Park. We could have had a game two at Miller Park last night. Braves are up 2-0 in the NLCS, which I think I'm fine with. I don't know. I don't care. I kind of want Ron Washington to win a World Series. And I don't know. Ron Washington, he managed the Rangers back in the beginning of the decade, and he's played a long time and coached a long time. He's like 500 years old. I don't know. That's where I want it for Ron Washington. I just don't know. I don't know who I'm rooting for. The Dodgers take a lead. I'm like, good. I don't want to see the Braves. Braves take a lead. I'm like, oh, good. I don't like the Dodgers. I have no idea. I know that I don't want the Astros to win. I don't like their stadium. It's a real. How do you have an ALCS where one team plays at Fenway Park, one of the most iconic stadiums in all of the world, and then the other plays in whatever Minute Maid Park is, where they always have the roof closed? It was 72 degrees there the other day. Humidity was like non-existent, and they still closed the roof.
Yeah, it makes
open
you
it.
It makes you feel like they. What's the point of a retractable roof if you never open it?
Open the roof.
No point.
Come on, it's not like it's 100. Yeah, Houston. Okay, it gets hot. You want a roof. But don't you? Why don't you just make a roof then?
See, I like their stadium.
Oh,
but I don't like
so
that
stupid.
They never have it open.
It does not look like I'm watching a pro sport when I'm watching it. It looks like I created a park on a video game. Remember when they had that hill in center field?
Yeah, that was wacky.
They had a hill
like
in
that.
Center field with a flagpole in it because they wanted to be unique. They got a train set. I don't know.
See, I don't mind it. I like it, but outside, once they got rid of the hill, I liked it.
I hate it. I hate everything about them. I hate it. I hate that I keep still thinking they're in the National League. 414-799-1250. The Green Bay Packers go down to Soldier Field, 24-14. Aaron Rodgers, very vocal. Oh, it's beautiful to hear. More from you guys coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm really proud of the guys. Really, like I've said before, felt like the first week was an anomaly. We've backed it up the last 5 weeks. But the way that we've done it with the guys that we've done it with the kind of injuries that we've had, you look at our roster now, there's a lot of guys who weren't with us starting the season that are playing big minutes. Rasul out there playing a bunch of time for us. Proud of him. You know, Jalen was in there a little bit today, too. John Runyon playing left guard for us. Lucas coming in at center. Elton coming back from an injury. EQ, you know, who was released and now he's back and played a lot of time for us. I'm just really proud of the guys. These are character wins. These are wins that are really, really important. We got to get healthy. We got a lot of guys banged up, a lot of guys we could use moving forward. But I really like where we're at. Two up in the division after six and playing winning football.
At some point, the injuries are going to catch up with the Packers, and they'll drop a game because of it, this battle of attrition. And maybe it's this Sunday, although we just already this morning said the Packers are 6-1 because they're going to beat the Washington football team. And Toby, a Washington football fan, can confirm that it will be ugly. Some people have said, Bart, you and Toby should do a watch party for the game. Guess what? I'm never doing that. You watch the game. I don't want you to watch me while you watch the game. You watch the game. We're not the Manning brothers here. You want to see Toby and I talk about the game? We'll talk about the game on Monday. We're not gonna talk about the game during the game. We want you to watch the game. Am I wrong on this?
No. I mean, I've got things I got to do on Sunday, so no.
Yeah.
And two, I don't want to watch it with you because you're just going to be celebrating how many touchdowns you're scoring. I'm going to be sitting there frustrated that Chase Young can't get a sack. I mean, it's going to be a frustrating game for me. It's going to be a joyous game for Packers fans. I'm expecting a big game for Aaron Rodgers next week. A big, big game. I don't think I'd be shocked if Jordan Love plays a drive or two because they are up so big at the end of that game.
No, I think you would see that I'm relatively calm. I would be relatively calm. I don't get up and celebrate a bunch. Let me use this with people that are, I don't know. I'll say alcohol. You know, when you first try alcohol, you're drunk after one beer. And then when you're like a bar fly, you could drink a 30 pack, some of my friends can, and not feel much. Okay. So for me, the emotion that I have, I don't have the same emotion when the Bears are up 7-0. I'm not like, I've been here before. Or when it takes a lot for me to really get up off my seat because I'm also in work mode during games now. You know, that's part of it. I'm taking notes. I'm checking things out. I need really a stimulant. Rodgers saying, I own you, I still own you, was that stimulant. So like I got pretty excited during that moment. But even like the Packers-Bengals game, I was like, what am I watching here? You know, and we're gonna win the North. We're going to get to the playoffs. I need to get... It's like I'm still chasing that high. I've already experienced all this. So we could watch a game together just fine. It's just that my mom's going to be home. And
yeah, I mean, we'll pass on that opportunity.
I don't have a fun background, and I can't, like, put the score up. And
yeah, I mean, we're not going to be sitting there breaking down plays. No, we're not the Manning brothers. Listen to them.
And I don't want to get rejected if I ask to – you know, spend time with you outside of the show. I don't want to get my feelings hurt. I don't want to put myself out there.
Yeah, I get that.
So I don't want to. We still have to play a game of Madden together.
At some point.
I've abandoned my Washington franchise.
And there's your way to watch Green Bay versus Washington with me and Bart. You can watch us play Madden.
Yeah. I was Washington in my franchise. I abandoned it. I just haven't played in a while. I think I'm going to be the Raiders. I'm going to be the one that swoops in and saves the Raiders. Yeah, although I do like the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm proud of my boy Herb yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
my boy win. Herb getting a win. Three overtime games yesterday, including the Panthers and Vikings, right? The Vikings got the victory. Lions lost again. I had a good feeling about the Lions. That was very poorly placed. And then the Cowboys and Patriots yesterday, too, where Mike McCarthy once again did everything in his power. The Cowboys, whoever said it, is a genius. The Cowboys are a Super Bowl team with a wild card coach. He coaches the team down. He's taking timeouts when he shouldn't be. He's just a mess. And yet they're so good. The Cowboys, talent-wise, are so good that they find ways to win. So another fun, exciting day in the NFL yesterday. The game last night, another thriller. Steelers end up winning that game if you didn't stay up to watch the Geno Smith experience.
Oh, and your boy TJ Watt was auditioning for boxing.
Yeah, dude, I got pretty pissed last night. I'm glad I just went to bed because people were either joking or just like piling on or whatever. But there was the Packers could have had TJ Watt discussion. Look, I'll rather lose with Kevin King than win with TJ Watt. I'll say it. I don't want TJ Watt. I'm glad we didn't take him. Guy's a dirty player. I don't like him. I don't like the Watts. I think I like Derek. I don't like TJ. I don't like JJ. I don't want him here. He's a dirty player. And I'm going to plant my flag there. I've planted my flag there, and I'm going to just entrench it further and pour cement over it because it's never coming out.
Have you ever seen what he did last night where the guys just stood up and he's just punching him?
Yeah, he's punching the guy. He's trying to get the ball out. And Chris Collinsworth, of course, is defending him for some reason.
Well, I've seen people keep punching at the ball, but it's not every time whale back and keep hammering at it
from
every
he's dirty.
Angle.
He's doing that because he's dirty. Collinsworth last night. You know how Collinsworth, and I love nepotism. I do. I was a high school goalie that played for my dad. So, and I worked at a grocery store, and my grandpa was the manager, and I worked at a hotel, and my grandma ran it.
Oh, you're fully in favor.
Yeah, I love nepotism. But Collinsworth's like, yeah, I watched a USC Notre Dame game. I was so nervous because my son Austin was the kick returner. I was like, I didn't know he had another son. I know Jack, and Jack works on Sunday Night Football along with his dad. So I was wondering, what's Austin do? So I looked up Austin Collinsworth. He is the COO of PFF that Collinsworth has a stake in. So it's like, geez, man. Okay. It's good to have Chris Collinsworth as your dad, I guess. Not bad. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. But as I mentioned, a battle of attrition for the Green Bay Packers. And if there's something that's coming out of this game that you're worried about, it's going to be the injuries. A lot of guys banged up. Preston Smith leaving the field. Darnell Savage did have a concussion and was ruled out. Josh Myers on the offensive line. Here's Matt LaFleur.
I don't think it's going to be a season ender, but, you know, we'll continue to look at it. Certainly, that was ultimately that was a bad play call by me for us not blocking the nickel off the edge, and that's what caused that. I feel bad about that.
So a lot of these guys, I mean, the team is just big time hurt. Now, David Bakhtiari could start practicing this week, so that would be a welcome improvement. MVS should be able to come back at some point as well, but defensively is where they're taking a lot of hits. Again, Preston out. They lost Chauncey Rivers to IR, which is another body. Darnell Savage, Kevin King out. So you're depending on guys that, and Rodgers has talked about this too, we're not just depending on guys that weren't here last year. We're depending on guys that weren't here last week. We're depending on these guys that just need jobs and we need bodies, and now they have to help us win football games. But just like we're seeing in baseball, what matters is, can you get hot at the right time? And for the Packers, all this part of the season is about is stacking wins, getting as many wins as you can, you know, against teams that you should be able to beat, but really, I mean, you're giving them a little bit of a handicap. You're giving them a little bit of a benefit because you're hurt. This team is hurt. This team's injured. So hopefully these guys all come back around December. I mean, I didn't think Josh Myers was going to be a long-term injury, but just for Matt LaFleur saying, when Matt LaFleur says, we hope it's not a season ender, My ears here, it could have been a season ender. You know, and Jair Alexander's still out a long time. Packers still picking up guys week after week to try to help them in the secondary. So it's a banged up team right now, and that's why a win like yesterday is so important. Not just because it's against the Bears, but because there's one bye. And if you want a bye, you're gonna have to work hard for it. If you even want, you know, to be a top seed, the two seed, you could be the two seed and still get home field if the one seed loses. Just having that one bye is going to be tough for the Packers. If they had it last year, but if you want it this year, I mean, you got to get it over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got to get it over the Dallas Cowboys. You got to get it over the LA Rams. All those teams are 5-1. And then you've got the Arizona Cardinals at 6-0, who you do see in about 10, 11 days' time. Packers get the 24-14 victory over Chicago. More from you guys coming up. 414-799-1250. As what was a rivalry that maybe lost a bit of steam. It's back, baby. And we've got Aaron Rodgers to thank. I'm Bart, that's Toby. More coming up on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.